It makes me wonder if one of the reasons that we get dry inside is because we need to stop saying so much about what we see and start saying more about what God says. The structure of this is really helpful for your daily life because there's what he sees and there's what God says. And twice he says, "Thus says the Lord." In verse 16, he said it, "Thus says the Lord." In verse 17, he says, "Thus says the Lord." Just put that in the comments. "Thus says the Lord." "Thus says the Lord." And so you might be in a situation where you're like, "This is terrible, but thus says the Lord. This is painful, but thus says the Lord." Are you teaching us to live in denial? No, I'm just teaching you not to live in dryness. Because it only makes it feel drier to drive down and dig down deep into the things that you see when what you see doesn't match what God says. Now, this is where I lose a lot of people. And I can always feel I lose a lot of people here because they think this is the abracadabra, hocus pocus part of the preaching of the Word of God. And it's not. This is the greatest skill that I would get you to learn in regards to dealing with the disappointments in your life, the dry places in your soul, and even the needs that you have that you tend to meet in all of the wrong ways, is to begin to, okay, I didn't plan any of this, but this flows how it's supposed to, when it's supposed to, and I told you to let it flow, so I'm gonna let it flow. This is, thus says. That's a shift I want you to begin to make. This is, thus says. Both are important. The "this is" enables you to deal with where you are. The "thus says," when you get a word from God and hold on to it and believe God for it and walk in it and work with it, the "thus says the Lord" is what gets you from "this is" to "what can be." And I believe there are some people who are sitting under this message today who have been so stuck in "this is" that you forgot "thus says." When you don't feel like a conqueror and you make yourself a victim and you forget that he called you a victor, it is just a matter of time before you feel very dry. So this is the switch you have to make. This is unfair. Victim language. "Thus says the Lord, he will repay me double for my trouble, and no weapon." I can't do it. No organ yet. No organ yet. Steady your hand. Because the thing about God is, he will tell you to do crazy stuff that completely contradicts what makes sense in your logical mind. I'll prove it. This is what the Lord says. Everybody say, "Thus says the Lord." Verse 16, put it up on the screen because they won't believe it if I don't show it to them with their own eyes. "Thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches." A ditch for what? It's dry. I don't need a ditch in a dry place. Not yet. "But thus says," now B3, "this is a getting ready moment for you. Thus says the Lord. I love the word of God. How about you? Because it's what God uses to dig in my spirit to prepare me to receive what he's bringing by his hand into my life. And no, digging doesn't feel good. Not for the digger or the dirt. Trust me, I know. Don't you remember my story from a few weeks ago? How I used to dig graves for dogs? Did you hear that story? Were you here? I had a job digging graves for dogs and cats. And that prepared me for ministry. I believe it did. It prepared me for parenting. I told Abby the other day, I said, hey, I want you to memorize this. So if a boy ever wants to date you, here's your opening speech. Hey, before you date me, you just need to know my dad has experience doing weddings and digging graves. Because I'm that dude. So tell him, oh, when he shows up, before we start this relationship, you need to know, either way it goes, my dad can do what needs to be done. I'm the man for the job. So I told her that. When you start dating in about 35 years, tell your first boyfriend that when you turn 50. Now listen. It's amazing what God speaks. He says, there's going to be water flowing from the land of Edom. Isn't that a crazy place for water to flow from? The same desert that they marched through to begin with. Isn't it crazy how sometimes God will bring the greatest blessings from the driest places? The same desert that you just marched through for 7 days and became dehydrated as you did is the same place that the blessing is going to flow from. Thus says the Lord, the same comfort with which God is comforting you through this crisis in your life is going to be the same comfort that you are going to give to others when you get to your place of service. The same lessons that you're learning through this breaking seasons are going to be the same lessons that turn into blessings for the people that you help when you get through it. That's amazing. It's amazing what he told him to do, dig ditches in the valley. It's debatable whether he meant it literally or figuratively. I really don't care. It speaks to a mindset for me. Whether they really started digging all night to get ready for the rain or whether he was just kind of saying it like, fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy ride. That doesn't necessarily mean that there is a actual seatbelt involved. It's a saying. And I think maybe dig ditches in the valley was a saying, but I know for a fact it was an expectation. And he tells him to do that. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water. He also tells him what God intends to do. The thing that he doesn't say that I found almost as interesting as what he did say is how it would happen and when it would happen. That's interesting. Because if you went 7 days without water, that's long enough to be desperate. 7 days is a long time. I don't even know how they've stayed alive these 7 days, if they passed through their rations, but we're talking about water, not Wi-Fi. How many of you think that you would go on a fast 7 days without Wi-Fi would be enough to drive you to sackcloth and ashes? Just 7 days without an internet connection. We have to really realize how weak they were in this moment to really appreciate the value of the word that God gave. Because there's always this part of us that will listen to a little faith message like this and go, yeah, but my situation, uh-uh. We're talking about water. No water. And I don't care how many awards you win. I don't care how many great things you accomplish. I don't care what number your net worth says. No water? It's over. That's how bad it is. And so if it's that bad and God's word comes, the way we would expect to read this verse is, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha and he began to prophesy. And when the hand of the Lord came on Elisha and he began to prophesy, make this valley full of ditches, all of a sudden, water came. that all of a sudden, the thing that I need will be released in my life. But the Bible doesn't say that the water suddenly came. The Bible says that an instruction was given. Now, sometimes before the intervention of God, there is an instruction to you. And I'm wondering, what is God calling you to dig today? I thought about this sermon from multiple levels. My buddy who wrote 300 songs, who showed up and dug every day. My friend who sold a business for over $100 million last year, who had to go back to being a substitute teacher and was waking up at 5 in the morning and going to sleep at 2:30 in the morning to build his company in the beginning in order to get to the point where he sold the company. When I see somebody who God did something great for them, now I've learned to ask a secondary question. Not only what God did for them, that's my first question. The second question that I ask is, I wonder what they dug for God to do that. I wonder what God dug for them to be able to have that kind of relationship. When I see families that are really happy, and I don't just mean like happy in the picture, I mean like families that are really together and they've survived some tough seasons and one of their marriages ended and one of their kids is in a bad spot, but they're praying for it and all coming back around. I don't just wonder what God did for them anymore. I wonder, what did they have to dig through to get to this kind of family strength? And you do yourself a real favor when you see somebody that God did something great for and you want God to do that for you. If you get a chance, ask them, what did you have to dig for God to do that? Because the water came suddenly. And if you only showed up in the sunlight of the next day, you would have mistakenly believed that the water just came when the word came. And if you just think that everybody who's blessed and everybody who has peace and everybody who's free and everybody who's walking in a measure of the favor of God and everybody who has influence, if you just think that God did it, then you missed the point. God did it when they dug it. That's why I love this passage. Because it means that God is sovereign. He did it. Nobody else can make it rain. Nobody else can tell the sun, come up now. Nobody else can drive back the darkness but God. God did it, but they dug it. God didn't write 300 songs for Ingram. If he did, all of them would have been smash hits. They would all have been number one. First day out, can you imagine God writing a song? It would dominate the charts. You could dance to it. You could sway to it. You could cry to it. You could laugh to it. No, he wrote 300 songs. He dug it. And God did it. In that order. It didn't flow the moment the prophet spoke about it. Thus says the Lord, water flow. No, water will flow when you dig. Dig where? This valley. Wait, a valley that's dry? A valley that's low? A valley that's painful? A feeling that I can't shake? Yes, the lower and the deeper the valley, the more the water it can hold. I am telling you that this is not your breaking. This is your breakthrough. This is it. This valley. Shout. Thus says the Lord. High five at least three people and say, thus says the Lord. This is a valley, but thus says the Lord. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. Thus says the Lord. He's making a table right now. And the only thing the devil can do, since he can't take the word of God away from you, is to get you so weary and discouraged that you stop digging because it's dry. You can't dig. You're dry. That's why I'm digging, because I'm dry. That's why I'm praising, because I'm dry. That's why I'm doing it, because I'm dry.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.